This is Ozarks at Large. The One Foundation was founded in 2004 to work with political leaders on the issue of poverty and preventable disease through policies. It is not a grant-dispensing organization. Instead, it seeks to influence public policy to target foreign aid and foreign aid decisions among governments all over the world. In that respect, there are several Arkansas organizations, Windrock Foundation, Heifer International, and the Clinton Global Initiative, working with One. The U.S. Board for One includes former U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. The CEO of One, Michael Elliott, was in Arkansas last month to meet with some of the foundation's Arkansas partners. And during his visit, he talked with Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net.
You don't dole out grants to do these types of things. You try to influence public policy. Point to me some of the things that you are particularly proudest of in terms of achieving this.
Sure. We're a pure advocacy and lobbying organization. We don't do grants. We don't run programs. We advocate for smart solutions that fight extreme poverty and preventable disease around the world. And I think, you know, one of the things that we're proudest of is to kind of go back to the very origins of our organization when it wasn't kind of called quite what we're called now. But a lot of the people who put One together, including Bono and Bobby Shriver and Jamie Drummond, the co-founders, spent an awful lot of time on the effort to drop the debt in the 1990s, to forgive third world debt, to clear out third world debt in the run-up to 2000 as a Jubilee campaign. And we were just talking about some of the impacts of that at breakfast this morning in the 14, 15 years or so since the debt reduction movement really got going in the late 1980s to now, you've got something like 46, 47 million more children in school in Africa. So that's sort of a huge, huge impact. If you look at some of the other programs that we've worked on, we've been very proud of the work that we've done on vaccinations, supporting the Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immunization, and in particular the work that we've done on advocating for funds to fight HIV AIDS. I mean, we're nowhere near the end of the disease. We've got an awful lot to do. We've got lots of programs that we still have to kind of keep funding for a long, long time. But if you go back 10 or so years, there are about 40,000, at most 50,000 people in Africa on antiretroviral drugs, which saved their lives. Now there are more than 6 million. That is a phenomenal change in a decade. And I think the people who put One together, I've only been there kind of less than 18 months, can be extremely proud of the impact of their advocacy on programs like that.
You operate in a bipartisan fashion with Republicans and Democrats here in the United States. We have a pretty polarized electorate right now in the United States. How will your, approach change depending on who wins the presidency?
Well, that's a great question. Bipartisanship is absolutely a bedrock principle for us. It's one of the things that that we've been committed to right from the start of the organization. We're very proud of our ability to work with people on both sides of the aisle. We've done that in the past. We'll continue to do it in the future. Two of our kind of great supporters, both great Arkansans, former Governor Huckabee and Blanche Lincoln, just did a piece just this week in Politico making the bipartisan case for continued investment in foreign assistance. I think whoever wins the election in a couple of weeks' time, and whatever the shape of the Congress, everyone recognizes that there are going to be, you know, long, complicated, I think the president said yesterday, messy discussions on what the next chapter of our fiscal history is going to be. And we would expect there to be much discussion, much debate, and a degree of pressure on the programs that we support that fight extreme poverty and preventable disease. But if there's one thing that we know from the work that we do, is that if there is one thing that everyone can agree on, a phrase that we use a lot, if there's one thing that we can all agree on, Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, people of faith, people who are not religiously inclined, if there's one thing that we can all agree on, it's that there is a great, deep, and compassionate well of goodwill in the United States that has, for many, many years, been at the service of saving and improving lives around the world. And for less than 1% of the federal budget, for less than 1%, not 15%, 18%, 20%, or whatever people kind of think we actually spend on foreign assistance, we save lives, we improve lives, and our conviction is that whoever wins the election, whatever the shape of the Congress, we can all rally around something that we all agree on, which is that less than 1% of the U.S. federal budget is worth spending if it saves people's lives.
Michael Elliott is the CEO of the One Foundation. He was in Arkansas last month to meet with some of the foundation's Arkansas partners, and while here, talked with Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communication store near you or online at VZW.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at CEGpartners.com.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I air the long-awaited interview with Ernest Guitar Roy. He talks about his influences growing up in the Delta, his new CD, and he even plays a track for us here in the KOF studios. That's the Generic Blues Show every Friday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you then.